The captain is actually introducing the couple here that's about to get married. He says, let's give a toast to the couple in row 24 as they take their wedding vows. Now, when two people profess their love for each other and promise to be married and love each other forever, that's called a wedding vow, a wedding promise. And the verb you use is take. You make a wedding vow, and then you take it with someone. And when you don't obey it, you break it.
That's right. And too many men break their wedding vows.
Exactly. Or maybe even women. But let's talk about vow. You can also use vow when you're making a promise about something else, or commitment about something else. For example,
like I saw a movie about a child whose father died, and the child vowed that she would be a good child to honor her father. So she made a promise to herself to be a good child, a good student, a good mother, in remembrance of her father.
So a vow is usually when you're promising something to yourself that you take very seriously. I can also say, today I got a really bad grade on my English test, and I vow from this day forward I will only make good grades in my English class.
You'll do a lot of homework and improve your grades.
I vow to become a perfect fluent English speaker.